Life symbols, redemptive key number four. So this one's an interesting one. It'll only be very short, and it's about the symbolism of anything and everything. You could look at a symbol and think, well, what is that? So what would a key symbol be? Or what would a skeleton key symbol mean? Or the word? What would the star of a sheriff look like? And how many stars in it? Does it relate back to the pentagram? This is a really good thing to talk about. Past life regression. I remember there was a chap called Dr. David Weiss, I think his name is. Brian Weiss, that's it. And I remember I had his book, but I've ripped it up and thrown it away now. And I've just got an online thing that was clipped from Oprah and a woman and Dr. Brian Weiss. So I went to one of his events. And I actually had some friends here in Christchurch when I first went into New Age that had just done past life regression stuff. So one of them wanted a student. So she asked me to volunteer. So I had no clue what I was doing, naughty me. So I opened the door to that. And pretty much what came from it is that there was something about Genghis Khan that came up for me. I thought, oh, that wasn't good. But I kind of related and I knew what it looked like. But it wasn't actually Genghis Khan, it was the ancient Pharisees. And this tied back to something that my daughter had experienced in a nightmare. Now, past life regression, the same as hypnotherapy, is an absolute no-go for me. Zero, zero no-go. Past life regression, actually, if you wanted to, you could purchase a book called Freedom. It's by Grant and Samantha Mahoney. I think they're people here in New Zealand, and it's got big chains on it, and it's freedom out of the curses from Freemasonry. Now, I come from a small town and in New Zealand, and the archway that goes into our school that I walk through just about every day of my, you know, school life, primary, intermediate, high school, is an arch of Baal, which is Baal worshipping, which goes right back to the temple of Babylon, goes back to Nimrod, goes back to all of those things. So when you understand symbolism, food, logos on corporate companies, there's been so many clips and everything around online that you could do your own research on it. So there's also here, I've got Masonic software, and it's a printout from the Masonic Lodge, the Kabbalah and Freemasonry. When I saw that, I'm going, oh, good grief. I've got Freemasonry in every quadrant of my family line. So I've actually had to work my way out of that, how to work the female side out of that, and understanding what has actually been bound into me. Freemasonry is nasty in the spirit realm. I remember once I was sitting with a girlfriend and a vortex opened and Albert Pike tried to climb out of it, which is morals and dogma. And I didn't even know who Albert Pike was at that time. I didn't even understand who he was, and I didn't even know his name. I heard the name. I knew the name. Holy Spirit told me the name. And I can just say that this is a really ugly topic and one that I really dig deep into and through the workbooks. I don't do too much on the this side of it, but it's one that I approach, and I approach it with authority and power. I approach it because Christ Jesus shows me things through Holy Spirit, and the confirmation of the questions when I'm asking people on an interview process through the courts of heaven, the questions stack up. But I've got testimonies of people that have had satanic ritual abuse through Freemasonry. And I can say this because it has happened to me. So no one can make an accusation against me that this is not true, because they're not me. And I can tell you, I went to do an event in my hometown, and I watched these two Masons come out of the spirit realm, and they were evil personified. personified. So always remember, the soul never dies. The soul never dies. And so where have some of these nasty people gone? Anyway, I'll leave life symbols. I was actually going to talk a lot more about it, but I'm just going to leave it because it gets a bit contentious. So Freemasonry is in music, it's in big business, it's in small business, it's in big towns, it's in small towns. It's everywhere. And I guarantee there'll be something in your family that somebody's given themselves away. Even if it's the first degree, then you have to get your bloodline out of that. You have to. And it's not a massive thing to do. You just got to be really punchy and understand it. So, for example, I'm very much like to go for the kingpin. All the minions underneath, if you take out the master one, the little ones just fall off anyway because they no longer have a master to serve. They've got to rise another master up. But this category of Freemasonry falls into the evil councils. So if I said to you, just to plant a concept for you, is that if you think of a board of governance, say for a school board or a company, a board of directors, in the spirit realm, there is always a board governing that board. So I'll say that again. In the spirit realm, there's councils, high ranking, big officials. These are like, and they report into kings and queens of, you know, of ancient times that still exist. God is G-O-D, spelt in capital letters. The demigods are the little gods, G-O-Ds, lowercase. They are still there. They are under him. They are a god, but they're not God of creation. They're not the God. There are many people on this earth that serve the demigods and do it haphazardly, not understanding the consequences, but getting a windfall here on earth. But they don't get the windfall in eternity. And it's really, it comes down to a personal choice. So I'll leave it there. Once again, if you're keen to study with us, subscribe to our classroom, and you may like to just spend some time researching in there, and then you might like to upgrade and purchase our workbooks later. Bless you.